This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala ashrafil anbiya wal mursaleen. Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam tasliman kathiran kathira. From Badu, we continue with the khatira yesterday, which is Iman bil Ghaib, is it rational or not rational? My submission to you is that Iman bil Ghaib is completely and totally rational. Because, as I told you, the opposite of rational is irrational. So, Iman bil Ghaib cannot possibly be irrational. And if I believe as a Muslim that Iman bil Ghaib is irrational, then I cease to be a Muslim. Because if I am going to say something which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala declared to be true as irrational, then I have to rethink my Iman. So, it is completely rational. Now, how do I say that? What is my grounds for saying that Iman bil Ghaib, which is Iman in the unperceivable, that this is rational? So let me explain to you. The thing to do is to first ask another question before we go to, is Iman bil Ghaib rational or not? The question to ask is, what is rational? When I say something is rational, what exactly do I mean? This term rational or something irrational, the opposite of that, what is the basis of that? Now, the usual basis of rationality is it must be something which, within quotes, makes sense to me, meaning which I understand. So, first criterion of rationality which we place for ourselves is something which I understand. Number two, second criterion of rationality which we place for ourselves and which people generally believe in is that it should be something which is perceivable by our senses. Now, take these two things and put it, let us look at something like nanotechnology, or let us look at something like an MRI report, right? If you ask me, I'm a behavioral scientist, I'm a consultant to family-owned businesses, I'm a leadership trainer, I am an author, alhamdulillah, of many books. I am an imam, you know, and so on and so on. But I am not a neurologist. I am not somebody who can understand an MRI picture. So as far as I am concerned, the MRI picture is just something, you know, it's like maybe it's a piece of abstract art or something, right? As far as I'm concerned, makes zero sense to me. So if you ask me, did you understand this MRI? No, I did not understand MRI whatsoever. Did you understand any part of the MRI? No, I did not understand any part of the MRI. But when I take this MRI to my doctor and my doctor gives me certain advice based on that MRI, do I believe the doctor? Do I follow the advice? Of course. Why do I do that when I did not understand the MRI? So as far as I'm concerned, my belief, my following the doctor, if I use this definition for rationality, which is that I must understand it, then my behavior is completely irrational. Now, if I say this to you, you might say, no, hold on a second. Your behavior is not irrational because your behavior is based on something else. And what is that something else? You believe in the doctor. You believe in the knowledge of the doctor and you believe in the good intentions of your doctor. You believe that this doctor has the knowledge to understand what this MRI is reporting and showing, and you believe that this doctor wishes well for you. So the advice that this doctor is going to give you will be for your benefit and will not harm you, right? Our reaction or our response to the doctor is based on these two very important beliefs. We believe them. We may not articulate these beliefs. We may not talk about them. But this is the basis of the belief, that I believe the doctor has the knowledge to understand this MRI report. And I believe that the advice the doctor is going to give me will be beneficial for me. Therefore, even though I don't understand the MRI report myself, I will still do what the doctor is telling me to do. This is our rationality which we use in our lives. Now, my question is, That is exactly what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us to do when it comes to His book and to the teachings of this book, the teachings of Muhammad Rasulullah sallam, which is believe in it because the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam said so. Follow it because the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam said so. And why should I follow it because of the Rasul saying it? Because وَمَا يَنْتِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْيٌ يُوحَىٰ. Because the Rasul does not speak of his own volition. The Rasul only says what he has been told to say. He only narrates the revelation that has been sent to him. So my belief in the Akhirah, my belief in Jannah wa Jahannam, my belief in what happens in the grave, my belief in all of these things and more is entirely and completely and totally rational, even though none of those things are from my perception. Let me give you another example. The example is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said the first ayat of Surah Al-Isra, Subhanalladhi asra bi abdihi laylam minal masjidil harami ilal masjidil aqsa alladhi barakna hawlahu linuriyahu min ayatina innahu huwa as-sami'ul basir. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, all glory and majesty and all greatness is for the one who took his slave, in this case Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, from Masjid al-Haram, which is in Mecca, to Masjid al-Aqsa, which is in Jerusalem, in one night. And from there he took him into the heavens to show him his signs. Masjid al-Aqsa, the environs of which, the surroundings of which are holy and they are purified. Barakna hawlahu, the around that is barakah, is the blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Masjid al-Aqsa and its surroundings are blessed. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, to show him our signs. لِنُرِيَهُ مِنْ آيَاتِنَا. To show him our signs. And for this Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed him the signs on the earth and he showed him the signs in the heavens in a way that pleases his majesty and grace. Now, come back to the question of rationality, which is, I'm giving you now an example of actual fact which happened, which we know from the record of the seerah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went on this wonderful celestial journey of Isra wal Mi'raj, and when he returned, he announced this to the people. Now, what was the reaction of the people of Makkah? The reaction of the majority of the of people of Makkah was, this is irrational. This cannot possibly happen. Why? Because I don't understand how it could have happened. So I don't believe you because this is not part of my experience in life. Right? I don't believe this could have happened to you because it could not have happened to me. I don't believe this happened to you because it did not happen to me. I believe this. I do not believe that this is how you feel. This is what you saw because I never felt that and I never saw that. I'm deliberately saying these things because to show you how irrational that kind of an argument is. You would not say the same thing to anybody else for anything else, about anything else. Right? Never. Because we know that there are many people in the world who have all kinds of amazing experiences, and we believe them because we believe them, because we know they are not lying, we know they are not liars and cheats. So we believe them. But in this case, we say no. We say, well, I haven't seen it, didn't happen to me, so therefore I do not believe it. Now, people came to Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radhiyallahu anhu, and they said to him, do you know what your friend is saying? He said, what is he saying? He said, your friend is saying that in one night he went from Makkah to Jerusalem and then up in the heavens, and he saw whatever he saw and so on and so forth, and he came back. Do you believe that? Abu Bakr Siddiq radhiyallahu anhu's response was what? He said, if he said that, I believe. He did not say, yes, it happened, no, it didn't happen. He said, if he said that. So what is the question to be verified? The question to be verified is not whether what he said makes sense, doesn't make sense, reasonable, not reasonable, scientific, not scientific, logical, not logical. The thing to verify is, did he say it? If he said it,
I believe it, no matter what it looks like to you or me. And what is the reason for that? Exactly the same reason for which I believe my doctor. Because I believe the doctor. I believe that the doctor's knowledge is superior to mine. I believe that the doctor can see things that I can't see, not because he's got some kind of, you know, superior vision, but because we see with our knowledge. We don't just see with our eyes. So the doctor is able to see things in the report, in the MRI report, which I cannot see because he has knowledge which is superior, which is specialized, which I don't have. So what do? I believe the doctor because I know the doctor wishes well for me. So the question to ask ourselves is, what do we believe about Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Do we believe that his knowledge was superior to ours or not? Do we believe that he wished well for us or not? It's as simple as that. If I believe that the knowledge of the Rasul alayhi salam was not just superior, but there is not even a comparison between his knowledge and my knowledge, and this is my belief and Allah is my witness, and I believe that the Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam wished the best for me and for his entire ummah, more than my own mother would have wished for me, my own father would have wished for me, and this is also my iman and yaqeen and Allah is my witness, then I believe the Rasul alayhi salam. I don't ask questions, not because I am believing blind, but because I am believing with complete rationality in the messengership of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So I'm not concerned with, do I understand this concept in my mind? Because I know that with my knowledge, I can only understand that much. If I can't understand an MRI, how the hell am I supposed to understand what happens in the grave or what happens in the other day of judgment and so on and so forth? I have to go by the word of somebody whose knowledge is superior to mine and in whose good intention, in whose love for me and concern for me, I have complete and total faith. And that is Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is the meaning of Iman bil Ghaib, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. More tomorrow, inshallah. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.